Barhead. RCMP took a man into custody in the early morning hours on December 13 following a standoff that lasted several hours in the hamlet of Fort Assiniboine and ended with police deploying tear gas into a home. Barhead RCMP Sergeant Bob Dodd said that about 4 a.m. that day, police took a male into custody, ending a situation that started hours earlier at a home outside the hamlet. RCMP responded to a report of an altercation involving gunfire north of the hamlet at about 9:15 p.m. December 12. According to an RCMP media release, Barhead RCMP responded to a report of an incident of a man ramming through a locked gate of a property on Township Road 632, where the owner is reported to have discharged a firearm. No one was hit, and the aggressor went back to his residence, Dodd said, adding members then received a request to check on his condition shortly after, saying at the time, police were not aware of the seriousness of the first altercation. When they arrived in the hamlet, police knocked on the individual's door before moving a few steps back. The male came to the door and pointed a gun out the door, firing two rounds, Dodd said. Not in the direction of the members, but where their cars were parked. The members did not return fire. At that point, Dodd said RCMP established a containment area with the help of members from Meyerthorpe, Swan Hills, Westlock and one Edson member who was working in Whitecourt at the time of the incident. They were also joined by members from the RCMP Dog Service. At the same time, police started evacuating nearby residents to the Fort Assiniboine Fire Hall. The RCMP also issued a media release at about 11:30 p.m. alerting the public about the heavy police presence in the hamlet, asking the public to shelter in place until further notice and refrain from posting pictures and videos of police activity on social media. The emergency response team, ERT, attended from Edmonton, at about 1 a.m., with a prolonged containment and communication with the subject, Dodd said. Eventually, at about 4 a.m., the ERT team deployed tear gas, and at that point, the suspect came out of the house, surrendering voluntarily. The suspect was then examined and treated for minor injuries before being released into police custody. Vernie Travis Huff, 41, of Fort Assiniboine, has been charged with two counts of uttering threats, two counts of pointing a firearm, careless use of a firearm, discharge of a firearm with intent and assault on a police officer. He is also facing three additional weapons and property-related charges. No further charges are expected. The RCMP release stated the investigation has not found any damage to property as the result of the suspect discharging his firearm, but area residents are asked to report any potential damage to the Barhead RCMP detachment. Huff was remanded into custody and is scheduled to appear in Barhead Provincial Court December 20. Barry Curtin, townandcountrytoday.com.